The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
KNUS Denver,
a Salem Media Group station.
I want a hamburger.
No, a cheeseburger.
I want a hot dog.
I want a milkshake.
I want...
You'll get nothing and like it. Peter Boyles, News Talk 710, KNUS.
Yeah, I've heard that a lot since I've been filling in for Peter Boyles. So when I'm here, you get nothing. And you like it. What am I going to do? Anyway, welcome back. Final hour, Friday edition of the Peter Boyle Show. Peter continues his travels through Germany. He will be back next Friday. I'll be here on Monday wrapping up my stint as the fill-in for the morning show. And I will be here tomorrow morning from 6 to 9 doing my regular gig, Wake Up with Randy Corcoran, Denver's only live local conservative Saturday morning show. And we will keep it hot as we always do. Really been looking forward to this next conversation. My old buddy Ken Clark, a motorcycle rider. We used to ride down to Pueblo to participate in the 2013 recall that scared the bejesus out of Democrats after the magazine ban was passed. And he's left the state now, but for him, I would not be sitting here in front of this microphone. He came to me to do advertising on his show, Grassroots Radio Colorado, invited me in to talk about my law firm. I don't think we ever once talked about my law firm. It was politics. I became a guest, then a co-host, then a fill-in host when the guys were gone. And the rest is, some might say good and some might say bad history. But I'm so glad to welcome him back to Denver now, my old friend Ken Clark. Good morning.
Good morning, Randy. It is great to be back on with you. So we never talked about the law firm ever? I guess.
I don't think so.
I was listening to that, and I just started cracking up. And I think it's important we do a huge shout-out and a warm welcome to Jason Worley, because Jason was a huge part of Grassroots Radio. He's still a good patriot, and I follow him on Facebook. And he and I were partners in that venture, and we can't go forward without saying how much we appreciate all the work he did.
Yeah, and talk about somebody who knows how to keep his priorities straight. I've got all the admiration in the world for Jason, and see him pop up every now and then in my timeline on Facebook. So I know he's paying attention, but I miss the old days, man. We had an awful lot of fun, and we were right on the ground. We were down at the in the legislature. We were in people's faces. We were chasing Cory Gardner out of downtown because he didn't want to do a promised interview. And boy, those were the good old days, weren't they?
Oh, I remember that, and I remember, you know, the things that would come out of these people's mouths. And I remember going down to the legislature and spending, because I spent most days down at the Capitol, and a lot of those legislators would see me come and literally turn around and walk away, and they just did not want to have to answer the tough questions. And I remember the recalls that we did back in 2013. What a train wreck that was. We were very successful. We paid a high price for it, as you recall. And the left fights very, very dirty, and there is no level to which they will not sink. And we saw that during the Kavanaugh hearings. We're seeing it again with this impeachment thing. And I'm not 100% sure what the topic was you wanted to talk about today, Randy, but when I'm watching what the Pelosi and Adam Schiff and the rest of them are doing, you have to remember where it's coming from, why they are doing this. With Bush 43, with Obama, Bush 41, you know, going way back to all the past presidents, it was always business as usual. This is different. They're fighting for their very lives, because the things that are going to be and are being uncovered will send these people to jail. That's why they are so desperate. And it's fun to watch them being desperate, because they make a lot of mistakes. They're going to come even more and more unhinged. When you saw Pelosi melt down yesterday and walk out of that meeting with the president, that's just the tip of the iceberg. This is going to become a comedy hour, but my fear is it could become quite dangerous as well.
Well, it's a really good point, and we can talk about some specific examples of that in just a second. Two things I want to do beforehand. I want you to know, this was kind of a tribute to you. I was out very late last night. I was at this place over on Federal. It's a big round thing that holds about 70,000 people. The Broncos used to play football there. They did not play any football there, though, last night. But I was up real late, no sleep or anything. And so I brought in a triple shot energy cafe mocha extra strength drink. And I just remember at the start of every show, you would down an energy drink. And then, man, the steam would be coming out of your ears and the smoke would be coming out of your nose. And so I thought about you. I brought that just in case I had a drag today. But I didn't really need it, but I went ahead and popped it and drank it just because you were coming on. That's number one. And number two, give people a lot of folks who listen to me when I'm on, remember our days at Grassroots Radio Colorado. Give people an update on what's happening with Ken Clark. And then I definitely want to go talk about the violence that's occurring around the country.
Well, Randy, I appreciate that. I live in Hilton Head, South Carolina. I'm here down with my family and my lovely bride, Pam. And I am the regional director for an organization called U.S. Term Limits, and I run 16 states. And what it is, it's an Article 5 movement trying to impose term limits on Congress. That's it. That's all we are about. It's a bipartisan effort. 82% of the American public want term limits on Congress, and we're using the tool that our founders gave us through Article 5 to accomplish it. Now, Ted Cruz has got legislation in the Senate trying to impose it, but Mitch McConnell has already told him it will not even get a committee hearing. We did get a committee hearing. We didn't get a vote. But that's all lip service. There's no way that Congress is ever going to limit their own terms. So we, the people, have to do it through our state legislatures. There are a lot of other Article 5 organizations out there that I am a big supporter of, but we are specifically going after term limits on Congress. And so I run the Southeast states. There's 16 of them, from Illinois down to Florida, from Texas all the way up to West Virginia. And so that's my area, and I spend a lot of time on the road. We've got active legislation in South Carolina, Georgia, Louisiana, Texas, Mississippi. We're thinking about Arkansas, West Virginia, and Virginia. I'm a busy guy.
Yeah, it sounds great. I assume you still have time to get on a Harley from time to time.
Yeah, I do, and it's down in my garage right now, and so I do get to use that. And I spend a lot of time on the water. I live on an island, and so I spend a lot of time on my boat, and that's a lot of fun. And I ride the Harley as often as possible, and I've got some good friends that live in my neighborhood here that also ride Harley, so that's a lot of fun. I do miss the times that you and me and a whole bunch of other people would go up through Never Summer and go up, be it back in the Poudre Valley Canyon, and just we'd spend the entire day up there after church. And oh man, I miss those times.
Yeah, right? We'd start the morning at the mega church and then just hit the road. Those were some fine Sundays, no doubt about it. You brought up something, yeah. And you know, this is just like we always did. We never sat down beforehand and said, well, we're going to talk about this, and then we're going to talk about that, and then we'll spend 3 minutes. It was just like, you know, what comes on your heart? What do you feel passionate about right now? And you brought up the danger that you see going into the 2020 election. And I want to talk to you about a conversation I had with somebody on that. But what did you have in mind when you said it?
Well, it's interesting. I had a long conversation with a Colorado-based reporter last week, and a good friend of yours and mine. And we were talking about an article that had recently been written about this very thing. So I made the point that one of the things I really am blessed about is that I do get to travel and I do get to meet a lot of people. And these are people just like you and me, all the activists, people that truly care about their country. Then what you see on TV, I'm going to make two side-to-side comparisons here. What you see on TV with the Antifa and the riots and these people that are wearing masks and the left that are doing vandalism, throwing sucker punches, and things of that nature, those people, for the most part, are paid operatives. When I'm out and I'm traveling and I meet Democrats, for the most part, they're embarrassed by what their party's doing. And so there isn't, while they don't like President Trump, and they do hate the man. They truly hate the man. They also see their own party with what happened with Kavanaugh, with the Antifa thugs, the domestic terrorists there, and all these other people. And they're kind of going, you know, we don't abide by that. Then you see all these hoaxes, and every time there's a Democrat Party headquarters that's vandalized, it turns out they did it to themselves. All these racist hoaxes that you're seeing that keep being uncovered and never prosecuted. Democrats, the real reasonable Democrats, kind of scratch your head and go, yeah. Okay, now they won't come out publicly and say it. Now contrast that to our side, and you see a witch hunt, a three-year-long witch hunt going after this president. Unemployment's at historical low levels. Black unemployment, historical low levels. Hispanic unemployment, historical low levels. More women in the workforce than any time in history. Our economy is getting it done. Every time this guy breathes, they're attacking him, and people are sick to death by this. And they're looking at Adam Schiff. They're looking at Nancy Pelosi. They're looking at all the leaders on the Democrat side in this unbelievable, never in our history have we seen anything like this, witch hunt that's going after him. And I got to tell you, Randy, there is a rage that is just below the surface that is boiling to, in my mind, almost a breaking point. And I do believe that that's what the left wants. I think they want to start left against right violence, but they want to be able to pin it on us. And our side is very good at being constrained. But they have to, if you take a look at the leadership, they have to impeach Trump. They don't have a choice. They know they can't beat him in the 2020 election, and they can't. If you take a look at the candidates that they've got out there, it's like Dumb and Dumber on steroids. Okay? And then all these investigations, they are being exposed for the corrupt individuals that they are. I mean, all you got to do is take a look at Joe Biden and Hunter Biden. That's business as usual. That's how Washington, D.C. operates. Now, you're going to see a lot of Republicans get caught in the crossfire of that as well. And God bless them, because they should be going down, too. That's why you see people like Mitt Romney, who's neck deep in the Ukrainian scandal as well. That's why you see all these people attacking Trump. Anytime somebody attacks Trump, all you got to do is say, where were they getting their money? Nine times out of ten, it's the Ukraine. It's amazing. It's absolutely amazing. It's getting dizzying trying to watch these clowns go after him. But they don't have a choice, Randy. They're fighting for their very survival.
Anybody who has any doubts about why I got excited about political talk radio being brought into it from this guy now understands it. And it's just, I could just sit and listen to you now for the next hour. We had
Am I opinionated or what?
we had some events here in Colorado centering around a local ICE facility. Back on July 12th, protesters showed up there. They breached the barrier. They trespassed. They took down the American flag. They lit it on fire. They took down a Blue Lives Matter flag and defaced it. They put up a Mexican flag on that property. Really a well-run, open air, lots of food preparation places and recreation places and well-cared for detainees, these illegal aliens that come under the custody of ICE. And they showed up and they did all that. And so on September 1, on 2 days' notice, Michelle Malkin asked me about it, and I put together a rally. We showed up down there. The police came on short notice as well, not knowing what to expect, and there was a group of protesters with a bullhorn and just, you know, nasty language. They called our good friend Casper Stockham a white man's N-word, and other black participants that we had, N-word was tossed around freely by those clowns. And we got very little in the way of police protection. Well, you'll be glad to know that Tom Tancredo was there. Of course, Michelle was there. And they authorized me to go ahead and file a complaint with the Aurora Police Department, which I did. There'd been a lot of speculation about the chief and the political power behind the decisions that were made by the Aurora Police to not stop the burning of the flag on July 12th and not give us our right to peacefully assemble on September 1st. But to the great credit of the Aurora Police and the chief, we were invited in the next day. We had conversations. They showed us video. We talked about it. They said that the flag would never go down like that again. They kind of regretted standing down. They did it to avoid hurting people, etc. So Michelle and I put together another rally that occurred just a few Saturdays ago now. And it was expected that this was a counter-protest or a counter-rally to another planned march on this ICE facility. And we were told that people were flying in from all over the country. There were going to be thousands there, whatever. The Aurora Police turned out in force with their riot gear on, and they separated the two groups, and they really handled the potential for violence very, very effectively. But the debate that turned up during that experience right here on 710 KNUS is whether, you know, it was too dangerous for patriots to go, whether we should stay out of the way because we're just walking into this leftist trap that you kind of described at the opening of this conversation, that they're looking for the fight. Don't give it to them. Let the police do their job and whatever. And I just wonder, what is your perspective on that? How should patriots, you know, we have a lot of older folks, no question about that. How should patriots address the fact that the left wants to win the argument by shutting us down and intimidating us away from showing up?
Well, here's how I answer that. Chamberlain Churchill.
Yeah.
Chamberlain Churchill.
Yeah.
Chamberlain was, he appeased the Nazis, he appeased Stalin, he appeased Mussolini, and look where it got him. And Churchill did nothing like that. He went and talked to the people. He actually went out there without his security detail, and he talked to the people of London and said, "What do you want to do?" And they were like, "Fight. We're not going to take this." And so here's the thing. While I don't want us to go out there with our AR-15s and confront them that way, I do not want to stand down either. And the people
as much fun as that might be.
Right. As much fun as it might be, sure. But the people don't want to stand down either. We are tired of taking it. And when I hear somebody say that's what they want, which I just said, it might be what they want. But I'll also tell you something else, Randy. These people are cowards. They are absolute cowards. And they are counting on us standing down. When you confront a bully, what happens? That bully stands down. He cowers in fear. His whole power comes from people not being willing to stand up to him. I'm not talking about going toe-to-toe with him with violence, but we don't need to take this, and we need to outnumber them and show up in force, because I promise you, there are an awful lot more of us than there are of them. And all we have to do is show up. All we have to do is show up, and they will stand down. They're cowards. They are absolutely cowards.
Well, and you know,
we have to treat them as such.
And you know what we did for September 21, in case the Antifa showed up, in case they were looking for a fight, in case the police didn't stand up and do their job the way it was supposed to be done. And boy, did they do a fantastic job at our 9/21 rally. But we also had folks come with us, you know, people from Patriot Guard, the motorcycle group, the Able Shepherds who train, you know, former special forces and special ops guys who train citizens how to be aware of their circumstances and be ready for what comes. And so, you know, we walked in there with confidence, not necessarily, you're always aware of, and you need to be aware of your own personal safety. But we cannot stand down, and we have to take responsibility. It's not the police's responsibility to keep us safe. It starts with our individual responsibility to take care of ourselves, make those kinds of decisions. And so you have to weigh in balance. Is the future of the country, the message that we send to our kids and our grandkids, fighting back on what, if but for Donald Trump, would now be a socialist-heading country? Then we have to decide where we're willing to put our priorities. And I encourage people to show up when these opportunities exist. Don't be stupid about it. Don't be arrogant about it. Don't be looking for a fight. But if it's on your heart to defend somebody, you know, defending the ICE, the men and women of ICE, the men and women of law enforcement, or whatever the issue is, wearing your MAGA hat, please, please, please don't be afraid because, yeah, somebody's probably going to get hurt from time to time. Things are going to flare up. The left is trying to make this happen. But the truth of the matter is, if there actually turns out to be a fight between the left and the right, who's going to win that fight?
Oh, yeah. I mean, without
question. Not even close.
Without question. I was really happy to hear what you had said about the Aurora Police Department. I remember the rally that you and I were a part of that our friend put together. It was the Blue Lives Matter rally that we did down at the auditorium right out in front of the Capitol. And we had there was a massive amount of police presence and there, and they I felt very safe. They did their job, and they were I thought they did a really good job. We had the protesters show up with the megaphones, and they were trying to shut us up, and we didn't let them. We did not let them. And they were yelling at you because you've got a full head of hair. I'll never forget that as long as I live.
I forgot I about going, that.
Yeah, I was like, dude, really, you're going to hurt him with that one. Oh, boy, I could just feel the knife in your heart. That was so stupid.
But the
police department did a good job that day.
We cannot expose them for the hypocrites and the cowards and the thugs that they are if we don't stand in some kind of opposition. And so I couldn't agree with you more.
Right. No, we cannot be afraid, and we've got to. That's one of the things that I admire so much about Donald Trump, is he is the world's best counterpuncher. I have never seen anything like it. And you know, they started accusing him of collusion. They expected to get him on obstruction, because if you think about it, Nixon didn't go down for the Watergate break-in. He went down for obstruction. Clinton, obstruction and lying under oath. You know, that whole thing started because of Whitewater, not Monica Lewinsky. And the Star Report was all about Monica Lewinsky, remember? And so they were counting on taking Trump down because of obstruction. They never, in their wildest imagination, fathomed that he would release the transcripts of that phone call. And he did. And he's playing three-dimensional chess and they're playing checkers. And he is a counterpuncher. We need to learn from that, because every time they hit us, we need to hit them back as every bit as hard. And Trump is brilliant at doing that. But it used to be, oh, we're afraid of making somebody mad. Oh, we're going to make somebody mad. Oh, somebody's going to get offended. That's the left imposing that vision on us, and we're agreeing with it now. Not anymore. Not anymore. And Trump has paved the way for us to stand up and say, I'm going to wear my MAGA hat. I just got, Randy, my new flags in the mail last night that say Trump 2020, no more Adam Schiff, if you get my meaning.
Love it. Yeah.
I can't say that on television, so no more Adam Schiff.
Yes.
Yeah. Figured your producer would appreciate that. So.
Yeah, well, one of my favorite Trump T-shirts is the one that says Trump in big letters across the front of it, and then below that it says "F your feelings." You know, I'm going to stand up for what I believe in, and I don't care what you think about it. And I've just got to tell you, we need to take. Do you want to stick around for one more segment?
Oh, you bet! I'd be happy to.
All right, we do need to take our break, but I just want to tell you, I've been wearing my MAGA hat and. When I was in D.C. a few weeks ago, right after my speech on the West Lawn of the Capitol to the Tea Party Patriots, I was walking back to my hotel, and there was an entrepreneur out there selling brand-new bright red Keep America Great hats with Trump's signature on them, a black guy, a big Trump supporter. And that's important because the Democrats think they still own the black community and demand their votes. So I bought the new hat, and I wear it everywhere. And even last night in downtown Denver at a restaurant that we were at on the 16th Street Mall, very liberal place, people were coming up, and they were nodding and winking and, hey, nice hat. And, you know, people are silently not wanting to go public, but I think the energy, the anger, the determination to vote and win in 2020, the force is with us. And that's why the left is acting so incredibly crazy and frantic right now. But we've got to encourage people to stop being afraid. Put on the hat. Talk to your family. If you lose a family relationship or a friendship because of political differences, then, you know, that's the time to assess what kind of relationship was that in the first place. To hell with them, as far as I'm concerned.
Amen, brother. Amen, brother. So I know you got to take a break. We can pick this up on the other side. So, yeah, I thank you for having me on. You know I'd stay on the entire time. So you got it, brother.
A lot of fun. It's 8:25 on the Peter Boyle Show. We'll continue our very quiet, sedate, thoughtful, peaceful, unemotional conversation with good buddy Ken Clark when we come back. And we'll be happy to take some calls as well, 303-696-1971. And while we've got wide open lines, Billy, why don't we go ahead and give away our last pair of tickets for this week's edition of the Peter Boyle Show. Countdown to 2020, the War for America's Soul. It is coming up now, just a week from Tuesday, when Dennis Prager will be back in town. My dear friend Michelle Malkin will be here. A whole lot of us from 710 KNUS will be at the Wildlife Experience, and you can get tickets absolutely for free if you are the ninth caller at 303-696-1971. Those tickets are presented by the new movie No Safe Spaces with Dennis Prager and Adam Carolla. That'll be in theaters November 1st. And our friends at Alpha One Tax and Wealth, you can visit them online at alphaonewealth.com. Stay with us.
When radio counts, count on Peter Boyles.
We did our share of riding back in the day. Ken Clark from Grassroots Radio Colorado is on the line. We'll get right back to him in just a second. 8:32, only 28 minutes to go now until the top of the hour into the show. Congratulations to our two ticket winners. Last hour it was David Booth. This hour it was Mary Ann Goldsmith. And I really look forward to seeing you on, all of you, at October 29th at the Countdown to 2020, the War for America's Soul. It should be a fascinating event. Ken Clark dragged us into this conversation, kicking and screaming, no, I didn't mind, about violence, the violence from the left. He brought up the contrast between the way Winston Churchill handled things and all of the detractors who said that we need to, you know, pacify, mollify, not weigh in. And, you know, reasonable people can certainly believe that it's important to stay safe, and of course it is, but you cannot be reasonable in the face of tyranny. And in talking about the violence of the left, we had Andy Noe on the show a couple, two or three days ago. Andy Noe's the young journalist from Portland, a conservative who was making a habit of showing up at these different protest rallies, and he walked through a big rally in Portland where he was literally beaten to a pulp, had the concrete milkshake thrown at him, hit him in the back of the head, suffered a brain bleed and everything else. And he lives up in Portland, and I was just scrolling through his Twitter feed, Ken, and I found this from Pronouns Day back on October 16th. There's a sign in Portland that says, please refrain from gendering us. Our co-op community includes people with a variety of gender identities. Please use terms like these until you know a person's pronouns. People, person, folks, they, them. Examples of gendered language. Sir, ma'am, hey ladies, you guys, thanks bro, hey man, thank you, we appreciate it. Listen, I missed Pronouns Day, but my pronouns would have been, screw you and your stupid pronouns. Get a life. Give us a break. And what is happening to our culture? If someone wants to cut off body parts or change or is really struggling internally, I've got sympathy for that. I encourage them to be who and what they are or what they believe themselves to be or whatever it is. I don't want anybody to be suffering or unhappy in the United States of America. But why would we allow this kind of ridiculous, what are there, like 60 different genders now out there that and terms that you've got to learn? How do you respond
to
that?
Randy, you just opened up a can of worms there. You said only 60. I think they're up in the hundreds now, and one of those gender affiliations is going to come after you and say, only 60? Randy Corcoran, you need to get woke. I mean, what are you talking about, only 60?
Yeah.
And I of course, am being sarcastic, but what it boils down to and what it comes down to is a couple of different things. If you take a look at what's truly happening and where our culture is going. Paul Harvey said it 30 years ago, and he said, if I was the devil, I would destroy Christianity. They're trying to destroy Christianity, because if you are a saved Christian like you are, I am, and everybody else, you believe that Christ is our Savior, you also understand that we are under assault, because in order to destroy the United States of America, you have to destroy Christianity. This is another arrow in the quiver that does just that. And they're trying to bring down the United States. I'm not kidding. They really are. They're trying to bring down the United States and build it up into this socialist communist utopia. That has been tried over and over and over again. We've got 5,000 years of history where people have tried that, governments have tried it, and they forget about one simple thing, which you and I are painfully aware of, and that's the thing called human nature. It is in human nature to want to consolidate as much power and wealth under our own personal control as we possibly can. That is human nature. Socialism, communism completely disregard that fact, and they think everybody is going to live in this altruistic society where, you know, sing kumbaya, plant roses, and they forget, you know what, we got to eat. Somebody has to be in control of where those resources go. If you let the free markets do it, everybody has the same opportunity. And the Constitution, when it says all men are created equal, doesn't say all men are going to have the same outcome. And what it actually means is we're all going to be treated the same under the law, and we have the same opportunity. The brilliance of the United States, the brilliance of our Constitution, is that every man, regardless of the station in life to which you were born, can do anything, can achieve anything, if they're willing to pay the price to make it happen. And the price I'm talking about is hard work. They need to tear that down. They're trying to destroy it, and there is such a thing as good and evil, Randy.
Yeah, it really does boil down to that. And, you know, if there were some group of Christians or some band of white men or whatever category you want to grab that was going around and trying to expose or out or denigrate or intimidate or scare people who are literally struggling with their gender identity or whatever, that might be a whole different conversation. But instead, what they do is accuse us of things, of doing things that we don't do, of thinking things or saying things that we don't think or say, and then try and create these different victim groups that the Democrats can then say, here we are, we stand with you, come vote for us, and we will elevate you to some imagined, you know, from some imagined diminished place in society. And it doesn't mean, for instance, that Jack Phillips at Masterpiece Bakery, he should have the same right to decide if he's willing to contribute to a ceremony using his own artistic skills by baking a cake for something that goes against his Christian beliefs. He should be entitled to make that decision just the same as someone should be entitled, if they choose to, you know, maim their own body, change their own physicality or whatever, because somehow they don't feel like they, you know, had the right body parts when they, as they grew up, or whatever the, you know, gender dysphoria is the technical term for what we're talking about. But I don't care about it. Why do they seem to have to force us to care?
Well, because you bring up a really good point. You and I, as hardcore right-wing conservatives, we look at that and say, okay, if somebody is going to have a bake shop and all they want to do is cater to the LGBT community, you and I are going to go, fine, knock yourself out. We're not going to go there. We're going to probably go to a different bake shop, because that's their choice. If that's how they want to set up their business model, God bless them. Fine. We don't necessarily agree with it, but we're just not going to go there, okay? And that'll be the end of it. Them, their side, on the other hand, will look at Masterpiece Bakery and say, you cannot do that because you don't agree with us. Therefore, you have to be out of business. They will destroy anybody that doesn't agree with them. And they use the law. They use a court system to do it. And thank God for guys like Michael Ferris, who are out there defending these people and defending our religious liberties, because they will shut them down. And that is one of their tactics. I mean, look at Kavanaugh's no different. I mean, that was that was world war that they went after him. None of it was true. And they just kept the accusations coming and coming and coming, hoping that he would break and back down. But they didn't count on his spine. And he stood up to it, and now he's a Supreme Court justice. And that's how you win, is never, ever succumbing and throwing up your hands and saying, I'm done. You and I have paid a heavy price for our beliefs. We really have. But then again, so have a lot of our friends. And we have seen the helicopters circling the house of senators who were standing on their principle when they were being falsely accused in the state of Colorado. We've seen that kind of attack where they lie about things that you have said. And the people that win are the people that don't back down and don't apologize when they're not wrong. I am not a perfect human. I make a lot of mistakes. But when I do it, I stand up and go, you know what? I shouldn't have done it that way. I'm sorry.
Well, and I can attest to that.
But when, yeah, thank you. But when we're falsely accused, man, I'm digging in. And I'm not going to double down. I'm going to triple down and quadruple down if I'm not wrong. And that's what our side needs to do, because we are not wrong. And you need to stand up for what you believe in and never, ever be afraid of the coward who's going to try to knock your hat off your head. Don't be afraid of that, because it'll probably happen. You know what?
Yeah.
And just keep going.
Yeah, and don't go down without a fight. And don't think that every lost battle means that we've lost the war. Look at how far we've come. Gosh, we're up against the wall again. I'm going to have you stay. We'll only have a few minutes on the other side. But look at how far we've come in the 10 years now that the Tea Party has been going. Tea Party Patriots, the national group that I'm affiliated with now. I mean, we had a White House briefing during our rally in Washington, D.C. Ken Cuccinelli came and talk to us. And the things that are actually going on in the White House, the organization, the excitement, the motivation, the success stories that are never reported in the media are very, very inspiring. And I guess when we come back, Ken, the thing that I want to talk about is the message that Donald Trump has been giving to other Republicans about what it's going to take to win in 2020, how you actually beat this machine that came within a Hillary Clinton election of succeeding in turning this country into something it was never designed to be. Because we've got some of those politicians here in Colorado and around the country, and I know you'll have something to say about it. So let me throw you back on hold one last time. We'll take our final break, Friday edition of the Peter Boyle Show, and we'll just turn it over to Ken Clark for the big close on the other side. You stick around, because I guarantee it'll be worth it. And quick shout out before we hit the break to Mark Baisley, now State Representative Mark Baisley. He just texted, the good old days are back. Yeah, we did have our fun. Thank you, Mark, and thanks for listening. And you too, stay with us. We'll
become a 710 KNUS insider, and you can listen to podcasts of your favorite 710 shows anytime with no commercial breaks. This special free offer is available for a limited time to 710 KNUS Insider Club members only. Go to 710KNUS.com for complete details. Download our free mobile app and listen to 710 KNUS on your phone, or hear us at home or at work on your Alexa device. Details at 710KNUS.com. Message and data rates apply. This is the Peter Boyles Show.
Peter will be back on Friday. I'm Randy Corcoran. We'll be with you again on Monday with special guests Brigitte Gabrielle and the one and only Michelle Malkin. Do not want to run out of time before I say thank you to Program Director Kelly Michaels for having me on, and all of the great help makes it so easy working with morning show producer Billy Thorpe. Thank you very much, Billy. I do appreciate it. Chuck and Julie will have more tickets to give away. Stephen Tubbs will as well. And, man, those shows have been on fire. I learn so much from those guys every time I get a chance to listen in. And then now for our special 8 o'clock guest, Ken Clark. An anonymous texter wrote in, great show, Randy. Good to hear Ken again. Pull up a couple of clips of A.G. Barr's speech at Notre Dame last Saturday on religious liberty. Amazing. That was my plan, one of my plans for tomorrow morning when I come back to do Wake Up with Randy Corcoran. We're going to play some audio from that amazing speech. Of course, Craig Silverman will be on after me, Jimmy Sangenberger tomorrow night, and then special guest host for Matt Dunn and Backbone Radio one and only Dr. Brian Junedepf, who I met through the Peter Boyles Show here. He is terrific. So check that out as well. Ken, we've got just a minute or so. Final words for your old friends in Colorado. We miss you, brother, but I'm so glad you're doing such great work on a national level.
Well, you know, I follow everything that's going on in Colorado, and I really appreciate it, Randy. You're doing terrific work. Keep the voices out there, and that's one of the beautiful things about radio is you can give a voice to those that need to be heard, and you're not going to be censored out there. And, you know, we're winning. Randy, if you look at it, we're winning. And you know how you can tell? It's very easy to figure out whether or not we're winning. All you have to do is watch the left and how they behave. When they become completely unhinged, when you've got CNN doing nothing but going impeachment, impeachment, impeachment. And I mean, James O'Keefe and Project Veritas came out with videos earlier this week. They didn't do anything that you and I didn't already know. All they did was prove it.
Remember when we first met him? Who would have ever dreamt that he would become this national force for good in the conservative movement? Just amazing, these guys. So many different plates in the air. Yeah, go ahead.
I was just going to say, it's a beautiful thing to watch. And, you know, we've got friends of ours from 10, 12 years ago that are doing this same thing all over the country. And we are truly winning. And my proof to that is watch the left. Watch Nancy Pelosi as she storms out of a meeting with the president yesterday. And watch Adam Schiff as he makes up. I'm hearing reports now that he's made up the whistleblowers. They don't actually exist. I don't know if that's true, but that's what I'm hearing. And we're winning. And all we have to do is keep going and never, ever be afraid to stand up and be counted. Because if you don't, they win. If you do, we do.
Well,
and that's all there is to it.
Yeah, my brother, I am definitely going to figure out a way to get out there, do some riding, hang out on your boat a little bit. And so great to hear your voice today. I know our Colorado liberty-loving friends enjoyed it as well. We'll have you back on more often. You take good care of yourself, and thank you so very much.
Amen, brother. You are welcome anytime. Thanks for having me.
All right, one and only Ken Clark. That was terrific for me. All right, I will be back on Monday, as I said. Michelle Malkin's always terrific. If you've never heard Brigitte Gabriel, look her up and get ready for a firestorm on Monday. And then I'll be right back here tomorrow, 6 to 9, for Denver's only live local conservative Saturday morning show. There is no reason to sleep in on Saturdays anymore. Always remember, never forget, I'm Randy Corcoran. God loves you, and so do I.